Hello, my name is Shmuel Naaman. I want to show you the accessible SMS application from Philosoft. Basically, the layout of the application is like the modern SMS application, which means it combines the messages into conversations. In the main screen, you can see all conversations with all contacts or phone numbers. If you click one of the conversations, you can enter to the conversation with a specific person or contact. There you can see all the messages with that contact. At the bottom of the conversation screen, you have an edit box in which you can enter text. Now, in order to show the application, I will want to send an SMS to my personal phone number, and so we could see, first of all, how we send a message to a contact, and second, how the application reacts when an SMS is received. Okay, now that we understand the layout of the application, the conversation list in the main screen, at the top of that screen you have four buttons, and I'm going over them from left to right.
Show unread messages.
If we click this button, only those messages that are not already read will be shown. The application hides those messages that you have read.
Show all messages.
This does the opposite, of course. It shows all the messages.
Send SMS to number.
This sends an SMS to a number. You'll be prompt to enter the phone number.
Send SMS to contact.
This pops up a window which lets you choose the contact you want to send the SMS to. Okay, now I want to show how to send an SMS to a number. I would have choose to send an SMS to one of my contacts, except that all of my contacts are in Hebrew and you cannot the text engine cannot speak their names. So I will send a text message to my number, my phone number, using the send SMS to number.
Send today 0. Send SMS to number. Showing phone keyboard. 0 0 5 5 4 4 8 8 1 1 2 2 1 1 0 0 1 1 5 3 3.
Okay, I noticed that you may notice that the dialpad is open right away when I enter to the send SMS to number. Then I click
space. Next. Edit box. Send button. Edit box.
Okay, now I have the edit box in which I can enter the text of the message. I can either use the regular keyboard or I can use the peak-to-speak feature, which means I can bring the phone to my ear, wait for the beep, and then speak the message I want. Let's see how it works. Hi, this is a sample of the peak-to-speak feature. Okay, if I want this text, I can send it, and if I want to delete it, I mean, if it doesn't fit what I exactly meant to speak, I will bring the phone to my ear and say delete. Delete.
All text deleted.
Okay, now I'll say another message. Now I see that it is working. And if I want to send the message, I will say send. Send.
Message was sent. Keyboard hidden. +972,548,121,013. Today 014. Now I see that it is working.
Okay. What we saw that I got the message back because the message was sent to my phone. The window pops up and spoke my phone number and the message. Now when this window, the message window, is open, I can also just bring the phone to my ear and say the message I want. Whenever we get an SMS, we can just bring the phone to our ear and respond to that message. This is a response.
Space. This is better respond.
Oh, no, it didn't catch it. Okay, so I'll bring it back. Delete.
All text deleted.
This is a response.
Space. This is a response.
Now, when I'll say send, of course, the message will be sent again to myself. Send.
Message was sent. That's 972,548,121,013. This is a response. Plus 972,548,121,013. Today 016. This is a response.
Okay. So we saw that we can use the pick-to-speak feature in order to write text to an SMS message, and we can use it also to send commands like delete, send. Those commands can be modified in the settings window, in which you can define your own specific keywords that will perform those actions. So if we don't localize to your language and you cannot send us the translation, you can modify those words for yourself. Another thing that we can see in the accessible SMS application is that right near every message we have the show in accessible SMS, in accessible editor, or edit in accessible editor. It depends whether this is a message that we are currently writing or a message that was received. If we click this button, which is at right of each text box.
Don't show this dialed edit box. Your reply. Edit text with accessible editor button. Showing text keyboard.
We will have the accessible editor, which means we can use open file to open a text file. If we saved an SMS that we want to send many times, we can of course use the keyboard. We can increase or decrease the size of the fonts. And when we are done, we have two buttons at the top right corner, where we used to have send SMS to number and send SMS to contact. Now we have two buttons.
Back sentence button. Forward send. Cancel and return text to app.
Cancel and return text to app.
Double tap. Close and return text to app.
And close and return text to app, which means it takes the text that we wrote and sends it back to the application. So what we saw is basically that we can use pick-to-speak in order to reply to messages and create messages. Whenever a pop-up window appears, we can just bring the phone to our ear and reply without entering in a specific thread in the conversation window. If we want to disable this pop-up window, we can do this also in the settings. We have all the conversational, of course. We have the ability to delete single thread or single message, or we can delete the entire messages of the that are stored in the phone. Basically, this is it. The application is suited for low vision also, because it's white printing on a dark background, and If you want, we are happy to hear your advice on new features, like we have a list of features that we want to implement. Thanks.